So, Mom, I was thinking about having a party here next Saturday. Would that be okay with you?
Oh, Lucas, I don't think that's a great idea.
But it would be just me and my friends, and we'll be responsible for everything. Do you not trust me with it?
You know, it's not that. It's just that things like that get out of hand, and I just don't know how many people are going to be here.
But it wouldn't be like that. I mean, me and my friends are responsible. We'll take care of everything. If anything goes wrong, I can be held accountable for it.
No, I really don't want that, Lucas.
Oh, don't be so uptight about it. It's not like you didn't do these kind of things when you were a kid, and you turned out fine, didn't you?
Well,
yeah, well, then,
yes.
Then it'll be fine. I mean, you'll be here, you can make sure everything goes wrong. We're going to have parties anyway. I just think this would be the best way.
Well, okay.
All right, good.
All right. Just make sure there's rules here. I just don't want a whole lot of people in the house. That's the thing that I'm most uncomfortable with.
Okay, well,
you guys have to follow.
I'll go call everybody now and so next weekend.
Which night?
Saturday night.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Gabe, what's going on, dude?
Not much.
Dude, I just talked to my mom, and she said having a party this Saturday night would be perfect.
All right.
Yeah, and so she's going to take care of the beer. She's going to get everything all set up, dude.
I'm definitely down for the Brizan, man.
All right, man. Just tell everybody, spread the word, 10 o'clock Saturday night.
All righty, then.
All right, dude.
Yeah,
see you later.
Can't wait. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Lucas.
Hey, Mom.
Do you know all the rules for tonight?
Yeah. Once everyone gets here, they have to stay here. The keys, when they come here and they have keys, they give them to you. No sex, no drugs, and keep the music down, right?
Okay. I want to make sure everybody follows those rules tonight because it's kind of hard. And I also want to make sure that there's not too many people in the house. I've said that before, but it really bothers me because all of a sudden there's just too many out there.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. I'll make sure it goes smoothly.
Thanks.
No problem.
Okay. God, babe. It's cool. You're not drunk. I love you. You ain't going nowhere.
Are you sure?
Checking him out.
Nuh-uh, we go way back. Just chill.
It's a bunch of boys. He just wants to get in your pants. Don't be such a slut.
Don't be like that. Leave me alone.
Are you saying you don't want to be with me?
You know that's not true. I love you.
I know you hang out with all the other guys. Where were you last night?
Ben, stop.
Stop hanging. I know you hang out with all those ballers. You're just such a...
Step in and talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
You're standing over here for me. Take beers on your hand? Why don't you go ahead and set yours down? Listen, I don't think you guys are of age. You drinking alcohol? Excuse me. So what I have to do real quick is read you your rights, okay? Because I think you're guilty of minor possession of alcohol. You understand me? Okay, I'm going to read you your rights. You've probably seen them on TV 100 times. Either of you guys live here?
No.
Not your house?
No.
Whose house is it?
Lucas's.
Lucas? Lucas somewhere around here, or Terrence around somewhere?
His mom's over there.
Over here in the living room here?
Yeah.
Okay, what's her name?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. I'm gonna go contact her. Are you okay with these?
You bet.
Okay, like I said, I'm gonna read you your rights. You've probably heard them 100 times on television. I'm gonna read them anyway, so you understand them. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. If you are under the age of 18, anything you say can be used against you in juvenile court prosecution for a juvenile offense, and can be also used against you in an adult court criminal prosecution if you're tried as an adult. You have the right to a lawyer and to have him present with you while you are being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to you to represent you during questioning and making many statements if you wish questions. You have the right to exercise any of the above rights at any time during questioning. Do you understand your rights as I've read them to you?
Yes.
Okay, with that in mind, I want to ask you some questions about what happened tonight. Do you agree to do that?
Yes.
What's your age?
16.
16? What's your age?
15.
Okay. You are both under arrest for minor possession of alcohol. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to take all of your information, get your names, birth dates, addresses, phone numbers, get your parents' names. You're going to send everything off to the juvenile prosecutor. He will contact you regarding your charges, court dates, and everything that happens from here on out. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Okay. Ma'am? Ma'am? Police department.
Oh.
Hey, we got a complaint of a noise complaint. We came up to the door and a couple of young girls came up with alcohol. Do you know what's going on today at your house?
Yeah, we're having a little party.
Okay, and are you aware that people are drinking?
Well, no one was going home. I have everybody's keys.
You're collecting keys?
I collected everybody's keys.
All right, but not all the kids here, are they old enough to drink?
I'm not really sure.
You're not sure?
No.
It's probably not a good idea to have them down here drink, especially if they're downstairs and you're up here. I can hear them. Is that where they're all at, or downstairs?
Yes.
Are they up here too?
There are some up here too.
Okay. All right. Well,
I didn't know there were that many. I fell asleep.
Well, your neighbors called to complain. A lot of cars parked outside. There's a lot of noise. You can hear when we're coming up. Do you mind if we go look around?
No,
downstairs,
that's
check
fine.
On the people? Okay. All right. I'm going to need your identification.
Okay.
I understand this is your house, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then we're going to go down. My partner and I are going to go downstairs. And we'll check on things. If you want to do me a favor and hang tight here, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Let's put the keys over here. Is this the access down?
Yes.
The stairs right here?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, look at all that.
cleaned out in a hurry, didn't it?
Yeah, they did. Someone's been having some fun.
One right here. Hey!
Hey!
Excuse me.
Wake up.
Need to wake up. No idea, huh? Hey! Hey!
He looks hammered, sure.
Unresponsive.
2 Paul 6 radio.
Hey, can you hear me?
We have an unresponsive teenage male who appears to have drank too much alcohol tonight. Can you get an 8-unit rolling? Got one rolling.
Yeah, okay.
Is he breathing?
He's really out. Yeah, I'm pinching him pretty good. I'm not getting any response. He's pretty hammered. Aid's on the way?
Aid's on his way.
Take a look around, see if anybody's hiding or anything.
I'll do that real quick.
I'll make sure this guy's... I wonder if we can get a name on this kid.
Police department! Nobody else here.
I'll get out of here, huh?
Yeah. All right. Check out here real quick. You've got him.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on him.
All right.
He's not going anywhere, though.
Oh my gosh,
MIP, I can't even believe it.
Oh my god, what the?
Oh my god! What was that?
Oh Jesus.
What was that? Oh my god! Oh my god, you hit Dave! You guys, it looks really bad.
Call for help! Somebody get help!
Okay, wait!
Call 911. Gabe, are you alright?
Did he hit someone? I mean, he's bleeding.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
This is not happening.
Gabe.
Gabe.
Okay,
Yeah. Hey guys, what are you guys doing? What's going on? Hey, holy cow. Hey, do me a favor. Back up. Sit up over here. Okay, what's going on here?
Nothing.
Okay, are you okay? All right. Hey, Terry, you want to come out here and give me a hand?
What do you got?
Well, it looks like we got some kind of an altercation or something here. Why don't you do me a favor and talk to him? I'll talk to her.
Just step over here.
All right.
What happened here?
What happened?
I just kind of hit it.
He was just mad.
He was just mad?
Okay. He thought I was looking at another guy.
Okay. Well,
he was.
This happened tonight? All right.
We got in a little fight, I guess.
What's the fight over?
She was just looking at another guy. I guess I got overprotective.
A little jealous? You been drinking tonight?
A little.
Yeah, but any anger issues? Anger management issues?
When do
you
get drunk?
When do you drink?
What did I drink?
Yeah, when you drink.
What happened? I mean, is this something that happens all the time?
No, he's never been like this. We got in an argument.
I kind of just hit her a little.
Just kind of hit her a little bit?
Yeah.
It looks like a pretty good cut to be just a...
Yeah, it does.
You punch her?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're... Why wouldn't you know for sure?
I guess I did.
Okay, all right. How much do you think you had tonight?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit? Okay. How are you feeling right now? You still angry?
No, not anymore.
Okay, calm down. All right. Do me a favor, would you spin around real quick? I'm just going to check. You don't have any weapons or anything on you, right? Nothing you shouldn't have? All right. I just want to make sure you don't have any. You have any knives, guns, needles, anything I can cut myself with?
Okay, what's his name? Okay, and your name is?
Adrian.
Okay. Well, Adrian, I'm Phil. Okay. And I'm going to go check on my partner, kind of give him an idea of what's going on. Okay, are you going to be okay? All right, you hang tight for me right here. 8 units en route. You want me to get you something for it? Need a compass or something like that? Okay, let me see if I got some. I happen to have some Kleenex here. Why don't you do me a favor? Okay. Just kind of put that up against your face, keep that there, and I'll be right back, okay? What's he saying?
He hit her. He got jealous. Was talked to some other guy in the party. She had a little bit to drink. She says he got real angry and punched her.
All right. Well, that's what she's saying. He got into an argument. He accused her of looking at somebody else and smacked her and pushed her up against her. She's got a nice gash in her face. So.
Okay.
Aides en route to take care of her. How old is he?
I didn't get his age. I got his name, but he's.
He needs to go.
Yeah, absolutely, okay. Absolutely, and we'll. Determine if it's If he's over 16, it's obviously domestic assault, and if not, it's still a good assault.
Sure.
And how's she going to do? Is she going to be able to give you a statement tonight? Or?
Yeah, she's okay. She said she'd be able to talk to me. I think the big thing now is we got an aide to come for her. We need to take care of him and get him out of here.
Okay, why don't you come over with me? I'll put handcuffs on.
Okay.
You should do me a favor. Turn around, put your hands behind your back. Being arrested for assault. How old are you anyway?
I'm 16, sir.
Okay. How old's your girlfriend?
She's 15.
All righty. Yeah, you're going to go down. Be booked in for assault tonight. We're going to call juvie. You might be spending the night down
there. All sixth grader, we have 110-15.
We'll give your parents a call. I'm going to double lock these cuffs. Are either of those so tight that they're painful? Huh?
No.
Okay. I'm going to double lock them so they don't stitch down on you. So if they start to hurt, let me know.
You know, Washington's very serious with domestic violence laws, okay? The mandatory arrest. I'll take care of her.
Taking him down.
All right. Another unit's coming. You want a hand?
No. I get him out to my car. All right. Let's go this way.
Why don't we get up and move somewhere where it's warmer, okay? So we can sit and talk about what happened. All right, and then when fire gets here, they can take a look at you, okay?
Dispatch 822 on scene. Looks like we're also on scene to a car pedestrian accident. Go ahead and send us an additional medic unit, aid car, and battalion chief. Let's go ahead and grab the backboard.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Hey, what's going on?
Yep. He popped out behind the car. We didn't see him.
All right.
Driving.
All right, who's driving? Who's driving? Who's the driver? Who's the driver? I smell alcohol.
What's going on, you guys?
Popped out from behind the car. We never saw him.
You okay? You okay?
What do you need?
Okay, looks like we have a pulse. Unconscious. Let's go ahead and backboard C-collar. Let's do it quick. Let's go ahead and turn over. This is going to be a scoop and run. Hold on. Let's go ahead and turn over slowly. Okay, can you come help turn over?
Yep.
Grab. On three, I got the head. Okay, on three. One, two, three. Okay, looks like we got significant head trauma.
You guys got identification on you?
Like it's in the house. I left it in the house.
That's all right. I can get that.
I've got my ID.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
How about you?
I'm 18.
Okay. And you guys. And the party was this house right here?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Like, all right.
Can you hear me?
Like that? Is there anybody else on the way?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my God.
I'll get your information.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just gonna grab the head now, okay? You guys are on your own. Okay, let's do a quick scoop and run. Maybe we can do a rendezvous with the medics. Okay, looks like I'm losing some breath. I'm gonna. Looks like we have a car ped. Medics and BC are coming. You guys need to go in and check the patient we're supposed to go to. Okay. We're supposed to be unconscious. We're going to do a scoop and run and rendezvous with the medics.
Okay.
Let's finish it.
Gabriel Green.
Gabriel?
Green.
Green?
Okay. I know his phone number.
Okay.
He's Paul's brother. Oh, my God.
Paul, who's Paul? Paul here?
No, Paul left.
Paul okay. Rapp.
Oh, my God.
Does he have family here?
No, well, they live away from.
Downstairs here. What do you got? Okay.
No response to pain.
You want to let's move him to the floor.
Ready? We're going to move 1, 2, 3.
Okay. All right. A little further out. A little further out.
Okay.
You need any help?
I've got. Okay. I've got these. Lisa's doing field sobriety tests on the driver.
Oh my God.
Okay,
so
driver.
Okay,
oh
sure.
God. In as good a hand as you can be in right now. Okay.
Awesome. Do you know if anybody has contacted his parents?
I can give you their number.
Well, my concern is I don't want them arriving on scene and rushing in. Do you know if they've been called?
They have. I can give you their names and numbers.
Okay, what and okay.
Oh my God.
Why don't you give me his mom's name first?
Marianne Green.
Marianne?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's dad's name?
Leon. First
name? Leon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And what's their phone number?
425.
He's breathing. Apparently. Wanna get suction ready?
Yeah.
Buddy, do we have any information?
We have nothing. I haven't seen anybody else. Everyone's kinda heading out the door and
leaving the scene. Alcohol. Kinda pale. The lung sounds? Anything?
We're back on?
But I want to know what these guys think about
Dispatcher Maid 21, can you dispatch us a medic to this location for a decreased LOC?
Get him on the board and then get a bag ready.
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Slide the board up. Can't slide the board up.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right.
1, 2, 3, down. Three square.
Okay. Go ahead and get a.
Serious, and I can get him. He's lying. Ready?
Yep.
Scratcher. Okay.
Okay.
For this next test,
get up.
What I want you to do is take your left foot's going to be the start of your line. Okay? I want you to take your right foot and put it in front of your left foot, touching heel to toe, just like that. Go ahead and do that for me. Okay. Just hold that position. Okay?
Now,
yeah, it'd be great. Thanks. We're going to run up to Overlake. My knee.
It's tight. Unlock.
Yep. Turn behind you. Go on.
Patron, run and face me. Okay, for this next test, what you're going to do is you're going to watch your foot. You're going to count out loud 1,001, 1,002, 1,003 until I tell you to stop.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Why don't you go first, Joe?
Grab that clipboard right behind you, Randy.
Take your time.
Okay, see, it's all zeros. Okay, what I need for you to do is take a deep breath for me and blow. Keep going. Okay. Okay, you're a .10. Okay? So you're over the legal limit, and you also happen to be under the age of 21, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so for you, it's a .02. What I need you to do is turn around and put your hands behind your back. Okay, you're under arrest for driving under the influence. In addition to causing probably serious bodily injury to someone, you could be facing a vehicular assault or a vehicular homicide charge.
I didn't mean to hit him.
Doesn't matter what you meant to do, you shouldn't have been drinking. Okay.
What are we calling my
Hold on, hold on. Hold still, hold still.
Taking her back to her car?
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna walk back to this car back here. Okay, stop, face the vehicle. Do you carry any sharp object on you? Any weapons? Spread your feet. Okay, have a seat in my car. Watch your head. Okay, listen up. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right at this time to an attorney. Anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law. All right, if you're under 18, anything you say can be used against you in a juvenile court prosecution for a juvenile offense. It can also be used against you in adult court criminal prosecution if juvenile court decides you are to be tried as an adult. You have the right to talk to an attorney before answering any questions. You have the right to have an attorney present during questioning. You cannot afford an attorney. One will be appointed for you without...
What happened to you tonight? Can you tell me exactly what happened? Did you get...
We got in an argument. We had a few beers. He was drunk. He got angry. I was checking out another guy.
Did you get... Well, but did you get pushed against the wall?
Yeah,
Did he hit you?
He hit me and pushed me against the table.
What did he hit you with?
His fist.
Okay, did you hit the ground at all? Or okay. How long ago was this?
A couple hours.
Okay, where is he?
They took him away.
The police did? Okay.
118 over 60.
Okay, do you have any medical problems? Medical history? Are you taking any medication for anything? Besides alcohol, do you have anything else tonight? No pills, nothing, no prescriptions? Okay. And... Those few beers you had, how long ago did you have them?
Hour and a half, 2 hours.
You want ice?
Has anybody contacted your parents?
Yeah, about me.
No? You know what hospital you normally go to? Evergreen Overlake?
Evergreen.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and start taking that direction. We're going to have to call your parents before anybody actually does anything in the hospital. Okay, are your parents home tonight? Okay.
All right, go ahead and stand up. We'll just walk you over to the ambulance, okay?
Police department received a noise complaint about a loud party. What's going on in the 5800 block of 114th Ave. When we approached the area, we saw there was a large number of cars all over the street, and we could hear loud music coming from this one house. So we parked outside and walked up to the front door. We listened for just a minute to see what we could hear, see if anybody noticed we were there. We knocked on the door, and two young people answered the door, and they were each holding a beer. So we talked to them and asked them, how old are you? And they both told us they were under 18. And so we told them that they were going to be under arrest for a minor in possession. And we asked who the owner of the house was and where that person was. While we were inside with the party, we had an aid unit show up, and somebody came in and told us there had been a collision outside involving a pedestrian and a vehicle. And they believed that there was alcohol involved. I went outside to investigate this collision, and I observed a teenager laying on the ground. He was bleeding from a head wound, and there were two other teenagers standing over him, and they were very upset. And one of the girls had been driving the vehicle, and she had also been drinking. So with her, I began to investigate her for driving under the influence. The process for dealing with a minor in possession is right. We determine the age of the person, and a minor in possession is anybody under the age of 21. You're not allowed to have basically any alcohol in your possession. And you can't give a breath reading of more than 0.02. So when we contacted the person who was in the MIP, we asked them to do a PBT. We got a reading above 0.02. We advised them of their Miranda warnings, told them that they didn't have to talk to us if they didn't want to, advised them that they could be tried as adults if juvenile court, declined to prosecute them. They're taken down to the station. We do fingerprints, photographs. We notify a parent or guardian to come get them. and it does affect your driving record if you get arrested for MIP. It's illegal for anybody over at any age to supply minors with alcohol. She was issued a citation at the scene for supplying liquor to the minors and hosting this party at her residence. So she, too, has a criminal record now. At the time that the party was going on, outside there was a male and a female who we later found out were in a dating relationship. Under Washington's domestic violence laws, anybody who assaults another person who they're dating is a mandatory arrest for a domestic violence. So we had a male and a female who were engaged in a shoving match. The male had pushed his girlfriend, and she had sustained some minor injury. So he was arrested and taken down to the police station, and it's a mandatory booking, and he has to be held in jail until he sees a judge. Anytime you have youth around alcohol, anything can happen. People need to bear in mind that even a small amount of alcohol can affect someone. Everybody's different based on their gender, their age, their weight, their height, whether or not they've had anything to eat. And a lot of people just think, well, if I drink one an hour, I'm okay. And that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions. You don't burn off one drink an hour. It's much less than that.
Well, we responded to initial unconscious patient here at the house. When we rolled up, we saw a group of people outside. It was a car versus pedestrian. So I sent two people to go look at the car versus pedestrian, see what they had, and then I went downstairs to see what the unconscious patient was. At that point, we can determine how we can, if we need more resources, or we can just handle the call with the three people we have. For the alcohol overdose, well, we want to make sure that the person is breathing. So if we determine that the person's breathing, whether or not they can maintain their airway is another determination we need to make. And if they can't maintain their airway, we need a medic unit to help maintain that airway. And by doing that, we'll need to put a tube down their throat, help them breathe, paralyze them, and then ship them off to Harborview.
Okay.
For the domestic violence response, we just make sure that we'll take care of the injured people, dress the wounds if necessary, and separate them, and let the police handle it from there. Every action that they take, there's a consequence. And prior to taking any action, they need to think of those consequences, whether it be smoking, drinking, or just attending a party. Whether or not they can accept those consequences is part of growing up, and we all accept the long-term consequences of those. So I think it's before you do anything, make sure you think everything through, and think of the consequences associated with that.
So a very busy night in the emergency department with our regular patients, in addition to three alcohol victims from a party held in Kirkland that night. A very severe automotive versus pedestrian injury with severe head injuries. A young man who prognosis is quite grim. A domestic violence victim, a young woman who was assaulted by another drunk person at that party, and then a alcohol poisoning young man who consumed large quantities of alcohol and was unresponsive and required airway support and ventilation to protect him. So he suffered a severe head injury when he was struck by an automobile. EMS picked him up. He wasn't breathing at their arrival, and so they had to place a tube down his throat to breathe for him. He's brought to the emergency department. We took him down to the CAT scan machine to evaluate him for head injuries. He had diffuse injuries with massive swelling of his brain that was actually pushing the brain stem, the part that controls breathing and cardiac functions. It had compressed that so extensively that his vital signs stopped. He stopped breathing despite our support and had a cardiac arrest and was unresuscitatable and expired in the emergency department. The aid unit brought in a young man who had been drinking and found unconscious at the party after consuming alcohol. On arrival at the emergency department, we don't take anything for granted. Despite that he'd been at a party, we needed to assure ourselves that there wasn't other co-ingestions going on, other drugs involved, or some other metabolic problem. When we were assured of that and we got his alcohol level back, he continued to deteriorate, becoming more somnolent. He would remain unresponsive for us. The key issue with alcohol poisoning is the amount of respiratory depression that goes on. Alcohol is a sedative, and it causes your brain to essentially forget to breathe. The other compounding issue is vomiting. While you're under such heavy sedation from the alcohol, you can aspirate that or essentially swallow that into your lungs and drown on your own vomit. We generally respond to that proactively by intubating a patient, and this young man required that. He had no protection of his upper airway and required us to put a tube into his throat and breathe for him on a ventilator. Once you're in this state, you can't take care of your other bodily functions as well. We place a catheter, a tube into his bladder to drain urine. We place a tube down his throat into his stomach to empty his stomach contents. It requires continued support and intensive care for a period of time while the alcohol works its way out of his system. So we did receive a third patient involved in this party who was the victim of an assault. Probably the most common thing we see in alcohol-related injuries is either assault or Ceph injury. They're certainly tragic injuries that may not have occurred if someone was sober. This young woman was struck in the face and thrown to the ground. She had several facial injuries, bruising, and a laceration that is going to leave a lifelong scar. Her evaluation includes assessment for fractures, intracranial injuries, or head injuries associated with being struck about the face and head, evaluation for eye injuries, which can be vision losing, the cosmetic effects of facial trauma and broken bones of the face, and laceration repair. The assessment is made more difficult by her own intoxication, which makes it more difficult for us to know if there's hidden injuries that we cannot detect. And so it ends up to be a prolonged evaluation while both parties become more sober, and she's evaluated by the police for future litigation purposes. General issues with alcohol begin with the disinhibition that I think associated with its use, that people put themselves in situations and do things that they know better when they're sober, and when they're drunk, they make poor choices and jump off buildings when they know they're going to hurt themselves or get themselves into dangerous situations that generally would tell them they shouldn't do that, whether it's picking a fight with somebody or getting themselves into a situation where they're going to be assaulted themselves or be the victim of rape or some other incident that they could have avoided if they were their senses were intact. Alcohol also has, you know, lifelong problems associated either with the legal consequences of being drunk as a minor, the felonies that can associate with that, or the choices you make from either driving, whether you're the victim of the injury or somebody you care about is, they're devastating lifelong issues that go along with this.
Oh, I felt terrible. I was asleep, and I was in a very deep sleep, and the police told me that the party had gotten out of hand and that there were kids drinking, which I knew, but he told me that that was illegal and that the neighbors had called, and I had no idea, especially the fact that I didn't know how much time had passed and really what had happened. Actually, I just answered the police's questions. He asked me for my license. Okay. Well, he asked me if I knew that the kids were under 21, and I said yes, and he said he understood some of them were actually even under 16. And that I would be fully responsible for this, and that they would have to, I'm not sure if they said arrest me, but charge me with supplying alcohol to minors. The very sad part is that one of the boys died in an accident with a car, and a couple of them were in the hospital, and I'm responsible for that. And I understand that's a felony. I've been charged $5,000. You know, we had planned for Lucas to take a semester or even a summer over in Spain with his school, and none of that can happen anymore. This is going to be with me for the rest of my life. Somebody died at my home because I was irresponsible. And there's no way of ever getting that person back. And I feel very responsible for it. And I guess the worst part is that there is no support and I'm still living there. And there's no life left in the block. There's no life left near my house. And my kids are having to live with that too. First of all, I shouldn't have let the kids in with the idea that they would have any alcohol at all. I should have done everything that I did and not had the alcohol there. That would have been a lot easier. And then, of course, not go to sleep. Because I'm the one that had the keys, whether they were drinking or just too tired or too wild or playing games. But it was my fault. And it was just that small measure of time, and I don't think very many people realize how devastating that can be in such a small amount of time.
Well, I asked my mom a couple weeks before if I could have a party, and she said she was fine with the idea as long as we were all responsible and took care of everything. And so the party started without a hitch, nothing went wrong. People were arriving, giving my mom the keys. And then I guess I started drinking a lot, and I got a little drunk, and so did everybody else. And then everything kind of went downhill from there. I mean, a couple people got arrested, including me, MIPs, and Gabe's in the hospital, and he's probably going to die, and lots of other stuff happened.
Well, you know, it was just any regular Saturday night. I was, you know, bored, and I just thought, you know, I want to try out, you know, drinking, and I went to my friend's party, and it just got out of hand, you know. We all drank a little bit too much, and I thought that my boyfriend had come to the door, and I answered the door, and the cops were there, and it's still just a big blur to me. I was in shock, and I didn't know what to do. Like, thoughts running through my head, you know, what am I going to tell my parents, just everything. I just didn't think of the consequences before I acted, and I really regret everything. Well, now I just have to, you know, regain all their trust, and it's hard because they can't trust me anymore, and I'm trying really hard to just win that back. I guess if you think that going to a party where there's going to be illegal substances there and you know about it, you shouldn't go, because nothing good is ever going to come out of illegal activity like that. So we got downstairs and I had a couple of drinks, and then someone came down and said the cops were there, and we all freaked out and we ran outside, and since I had my keys, I just asked my friends to hop in the car and so we could have a quick getaway, but I hit Gabe near the house. They came and they saw the body laying on the floor, and they asked who the driver was, and I admitted that it was me. And so she gave me a sobriety test, and she said that I had a 1.0 alcohol level, which is above the state law, and I am also underage, so it would have been 0.02 for me, but I was way over that. And so I was arrested. From then on, life's been kind of hard because my friends, they don't want to be really associated with me as much anymore because I did kill somebody. And it's harder to get into college because that's now on my record. If anything, just call your parent. Like, I would have just called my parents. I'd rather have been picked up by them than killed someone, because getting in trouble for drinking through them may have just grounded me for a little bit, but killing someone will scar me for life.
When I got to the party, I don't know, I was just kind of hanging out, and I guess I was bored or something, and I just thought it might be fun to see how much I could drink, and boy, was that a big mistake. I don't really remember very much about the party. My friends said that I was pretty messed up, but I don't really remember very much about going to the hospital either. The ER doc told me all the stuff they had to do to keep me alive, to save my life. They had to pump my stomach to get the alcohol out. They had to intubate me, and I was injected with a bunch of fluids. They even catheterized me. When I finally became conscious, they had to take the tubes out of my throat, and it felt really terrible. It felt like I was gagging and coughing, and it was one of the worst experiences of, as far as pain goes. My parents have been really disappointed in me. I'm grounded for the next couple of months. I can't play baseball this spring. I can't even go to any school-sponsored events. It's just school and work. And I have to even go to some alcohol awareness classes, and that's not fun at all. Was it worth it? Would I do it again? I would have to say I wouldn't. Nothing good came out of it.
It was a typical night. Me and Adrian were just hanging out, having fun at a party. I guess up to the point when we got into that fight. I guess I got a little overprotective of her looking at that one dude. So things were pretty loud in the party, and
he pulled me outside. We had an argument, and we started screaming at each other. And then he hit me, and he'd never done that before, and he knocked me against the table, and it got out of hand.
Things got a little overwhelming, and I guess the alcohol and stuff got to us both, especially me.
He felt bad. He didn't understand why he did it, and he tried to console me, but I didn't want to be around him.
It was a big mistake. It was kind of awkward when the cops were coming over to me and asking me all these questions, and I got a little nervous. It was kind of weird when they put the handcuffs on me, and it's such an awkward position, you know.
They took Ben aside, and I was hurt, and the cops made me feel a lot better. And the fire department came, and they treated my cuts and bruises on my face. And they asked me questions, and then they took me to the emergency room at Evergreen. As a result, Ben has a restraining order, and he can't be on football because I'm a cheerleader. He can't be in the honors classes. We can't have the same classes together. So really, we have no interaction anymore. And the whole experience, I regret everything I did that night.
I still love her. I still wish I could be with her. But then again, her parents, also on top of my restraining order, don't want me to be near her. So it hurts a lot.
Well, if you suspect domestic violence or if someone's abusing you, you should tell someone and get out of the situation because it's not healthy and you're going to get hurt in the long run, emotionally or physically.
I don't remember. I was just running out of the party. I went to the left and up the ramp and ran across the grass, and I think something hit me, like a car or something, and what are all my friends doing? They're looking over me crying. I can't feel anything. What are all these firefighters doing? I don't want to die. My mom told me to stay home. Oh, I'm only 15. I should have lived a full life. I don't want to die. Somebody help me.
Somebody help me. Somebody help me.
Keep in mind and